The mayors of Bloomington and Normal stopped by GLT's Sound Ideas following their regular and special council meetings. Mayor Chris Goose, thanks for coming in today.
Always good to talk.
The Town of Normal Council passed a welcoming city ordinance the other night.
By the way, it's an interesting way of saying that.
Irony intended there. Explain as best you can, how will an undocumented immigrant's interactions with Normal police or town staff really be different before and after?
It really won't be that much different in terms of what the actual practice has been for the town of Normal. In terms of when our police officers are called for assistance or are on a crime scene and have witnesses, if our police or if our fire department responds with emergency medical services, immigration is not an issue to us at that point.
It seems like the Keep Families Together coalition was willing to compromise on a few things. Where did their position soften or change, and how did that lead to passage?
I think the softening and the common understanding, I think it was a process over a couple of months and many meetings, and I think it was a development of trust between the town and specifically the police department and Keep Families Together coalition.
Or rather the police chief in this instance, because he's the one who signs off on whether communication gets to go forward to immigration officials or not.
That's true, but Chief Bleichner vetted this through his command staff. He vetted it through his rank-and-file officers. Everyone had an opportunity to respond. And everyone, it appears, was comfortable with the procedure.
Police chiefs change. Is the Keep Families Together coalition going to be equally comfortable if a different, more restrictive police chief were to come in?
I think because council has taken it as a policy issue that a future police chief with a more stern opinion would have to get approval from council to rescind that ordinance.
Well, that raises the question, if it's all administrative, why did the council have to act at all? What was the importance of that?
It, as the chief says, it memorializes a process. It publicly states to people that we are serious about that policy in the community. I quoted last night, and I'll give it to you again. Sam Goldwyn, the famous movie producer, said a verbal agreement isn't worth the paper it's printed on. So to have this codified, I think, gives people some reassurance that we are indeed serious about this.
Bloomington's council has struggled to even bring this to a vote, much less a passing vote. Why did your approach yield benefits or resolution, rather, faster?
You know, I can't answer that. I can tell you in terms of the town of Normal, it was through collaborative meetings. There was give and take. There were things that the coalition wanted that we didn't want to do. There were things that we wanted that the coalition wasn't willing to do. So both sides had to compromise and come to an agreement that both parties could live with.
Bloomington's, do you think it's important for Bloomington to pass something similar so there's consistency across city boundaries?
You know, I hesitate to editorialize on what another city should or shouldn't do. Hopefully, we've established a path that somebody could take to get to a resolution on an issue like that, whether or not they can do it or any other city can do it. You know, that's something that they have to sit at the table and try to accomplish if they wish.
The Keep Families Together coalition went pretty hard at Bloomington in terms of demonstrations and rallies and public comment periods. Why was the approach different to you?
Well, actually, early on, they came pretty hard at us, too. They came in some meetings and offered what they called non-negotiables, and they were non-negotiable for us. But it started a dialogue.
Mayor Chris Coos of the Town of Normal, thanks for coming in today.
Good to be here.
I'm Charlie Schlenker.
And I'm Mike McCurdy. The mayors of Bloomington and Normal join us on most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings. Next week, you'll hear from City of Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner. That's next Tuesday on GLT's Sound Ideas.